This is a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. Go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on community radio 3CR.
News and views from the Dole Queues.
Fighting back against the poverty machine. Breadline is broadcast from the stolen unceded lands of the Wurundjeri people. The unfairness of the so-called welfare system disproportionately affects Indigenous people.
Down with mutual obligations.
Raise the rate.
Fair and equal treatment for all. And welcome to Breadline. Yes, and they do. That's right. And I'm happy to be in the studio. I got over my flu. That's Hank filled in last week, which is great. And Kaz is in the studio. Hi, Kaz.
Oh, hello.
We've got a mixed show today. We've just come fresh from the Climate Action Show, where we talked about, you know, some of the sort of, in a way, unsaid things that happen with climate activism, which is that only some people can afford the old solar panels on the roof or the electric cars. And, certainly if you're worried about whether your DSP or your job seeker payment will go in the next few days or not, then you have got seriously more things to worry about in a way than climate change. So we've got it's been a very busy couple of weeks with unemployed activism, because partly of the so-called fake overhaul that they did, and people getting their heads around that, the government admitting that full-on mutual obligations, and including all the penalties, will be back in at the beginning of next year, so in 6 months. And again, the government not being at all clear about what their fake overhaul will actually do to people's survival. And, you know, this it seems like every few years they do a fake overhaul, like they change the name of the payment, or they, you know, suddenly start big noting themselves about what they're doing. But we know that the current system is a complete flop. We know that 11% only of the people who go to the job service providers actually get a job from them. We know they sit on their hands, and they basically love having that power, which is the power to cut people's payments if they don't like the look of you, if you question the job plan, if you start to kick up or question whether, you know, some compulsory activities that you're being sent off. They have no qualms about cutting your payment, which is your lifeline. And the system is so rotten if those people who are unanswerable have that power. So, yeah, it's not good. Of course, it's frustrating, and it makes you pretty angry when you know that they have that unaccountable power over people's lives. Mm. You know, again, people with their payments cut off in the middle of the night, they thought they were getting something. And of course, yeah, everyone has payment, you know, rent and other expenses to pay. And unfortunately, a lot more people are, I keep track of this page on Facebook called the Centrelink System is Broken. And a lot of people were asking about borrowing, you know, being able to get a no interest loan for extra payments. That was what was being discussed today. And like how much you're expected to pay back. Apparently there's a set amount of $38 a fortnight, which they expect people to pay their loans back to the tune of. But once again, it's because when you live on a low income, this, you haven't got any extras. You haven't got savings to be able to sort of deal with sudden emergencies. So that's why people have to get loans of various forms. And again, that means you are living on a reduced payment. So anyway, luckily there are people around who are doing stuff, and I'll be talking after this short break about a great forum that was held by the Anti-Poverty Centre a couple of weeks ago, which you can watch the whole of online at your leisure. So first of all, here's a reminder that if you do have problems with Centrelink and any legally related issues, that there are some great legal centres that can give you a hand with that. So here's a good reminder.
Has Centrelink made a decision you disagree with? Most Centrelink decisions can be appealed up to 3 times. Examples of decisions you can appeal include whether you're eligible for a payment, cancellation or suspension of your payment, how much you get paid, and Centrelink debts. One of the most common Centrelink decisions appealed are Centrelink debts. Centrelink will say you owe a debt if the staff determine you've been paid more than you should have. Debts can occur for a variety of reasons. In some instances, if there's been an administrative error or if you have special circumstances, you may not have to repay that debt. The appeal process is free, but time limits can apply and will affect your entitlement to back payment. Social Security Rights Victoria is a specialist community legal centre providing Victorians free advice to help you understand your Centrelink issues and the appeal processes. You can contact Social Security Rights Victoria on 9481 0355 or online at ssrv.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM, the voice of the community.
3CR, community radio, giving the voice to the community since 1976.
And yes, you're listening to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. And first of all, at the top of the show, I always try and remind people that we do run our advice line. So that runs Monday to Friday from 10 till 2. And we have volunteers eager to answer your call or emails. We actually just trained a few people in the last few weeks. And so the idea is you just phone up if you have any trouble with job centre providers, JSPs, whatever you want to call them, job service parasites, whatever, or Centrelink, to ring this number. And it's 1-800-289-848. And that's what the union's been doing now for, we've had the revamped lineup for about a year and a half now. And, yeah, we get calls, but we also get quite a few messages. And we get people lately, we've had a few people thinking we were the United Workers Union because it's almost the same acronym. But anyway, we weren't able to, we've just told them to get onto the United Workers Union. So first of all, before we get on to talking about some of the unemployed issues, it's time to thank everyone who donated to us, because I was greeted with the exciting news that we've actually reached our target, which was $850. Oh, well, hooray. And so I've now got a list in front of me of people who've donated. And I will just quickly read that out just to thank, because I think last week Hank read out a number of people, but this is the full list. So thanks very much to Ian McIntyre, Elizabeth Shield, Anne Maxwell, Joseph Malignani, Caitlin Morris, Karina Aido, Stephanie Flynn, Pilar Aguilera, Meredith Butler, Lily Fu, Rhea Williams, Michaela Stubbs, Ian Ferguson, Margaret Riley, and Peter Riley. So thanks to all of those great people, we have reached our target. And just, I suppose, a reminder that the people who have pledged, be good if you do want to take it off tax. Of course, you have to do it pretty much pronto, as in today or tomorrow. But if you're not worried about that, just remember to send the old money into 3CR. And there's quite a lively atmosphere, I think, today in 3CR because the radiothon's over. And, of course, the big 3CR party is on Saturday. So I'm seeing if I can come into the city for that. I may or may not make that. But it's great to have 3CR in as part of our community. And even though I'm in Wonthaggi, we can still listen to 3CR down our way. And there are people on Phillip Island who can listen. And I'm not sure exactly where the cutoff point is going west and north. But it's an amazing resource to have. And we're really happy to be here. So, yeah, I was going to tell you about this forum which took place. So the Anti-Poverty Centre have organised they've put together a short film called No Room to Breathe. So it's a mini documentary. So they had a couple of the people who are in the documentary in this Zoom call, which they've recorded. So now I'm not going to read out the link because I don't want anyone to tear their hair out. but you can find the recording of the whole discussion on YouTube. So all you have to do, if you've got a pen handy, is search on Profit from Punishment Inside the Welfare Compliance Scandal. You might even be able to just search in YouTube and find it on Profit from Punishment. I should have checked that before we started the show. But it was a lively discussion, and it was chaired by Andrew Morton, who did the great book about robo-debt, and who is, Rick Morton, sorry. And so, yeah, he had plenty of good things to say because he actually believes that the system's rotten because he grew up with it, because his mum was receiving payments at some stage. So he's actually, he understands how hard the system is and hasn't sort of almost like done what Albanese does, which is mention all the time that he came from public housing but not actually put any funding into public housing. Rick Morton actually, you know, does the right thing. And so, yeah, so I really recommend, if you have a moment, it's not very long, to just look that up on YouTube, Profit from Punishment. And it's put together, the event was put together by the Anti-Poverty Centre, who are our friends. Mm. It's also, they took one of the people who was in their short film up to Canberra last week. And so they made a big effort to try and get that Cheyenne to meet politicians. I'm not sure how it went, but hopefully we'll get Jay on, because I think what the Anti-Poverty Centre hopes, and I suppose we hope as well, is that we can sort of expose the so-called overhaul as being just a fiddling around the edges, and that really the basic things of abolishing mutual obligations and also raising the rate of job seeker and all payments to the poverty line, those are our sort of two demands. And unless we have, you know, unless those are actually responded to, it's just a fake fiddle around the edges. So now this another of the active groups in this country is the Anti-Poverty Network, and they've got groups in Adelaide and Brisbane. And more on that soon, but we've got a little choir here, from a little bit of singing from the Anti-Poverty Network choir. So here it is.
It's time for freedom, time for moving. It's time to begin, yes, it's time. Time for changing, not deck chair rearranging. It's time to begin, yes, it's time. Time for proving, not slick maneuvering. It's time to hear, yes, it's time. It's time for us all. Yes, it's time. Time for children. Our poverty is time. It's time for real work. Yes, it's time. Time as labor for better wages has been for ages. Yes, it's time.
And yeah, that was It's Time from the Anti-Poverty Network choir. So yeah, so You're listening to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. And last week, Hank played some of the doll hacks that we put together, and they were mainly about food, actually. So we were sort of like going into a bit of a recipe swap and so on. But this, a good hack which I learnt from years ago when we had the Wonthaggi branch of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union was that if you're on the phone and you're getting a not a good result from your phone call, as we know now, you can hang on up to 5 hours on the phone, so it could be pretty frustrating to be hanging on that long and then get a dismissive response from the worker. Then it's a good idea to use this word, escalate. And that is the word to use, because that basically is code for, like, take me to your leader, take me to the people who are actually above you and can actually maybe get a result. You're going to say something, Kaz.
Yeah, I literally had a friend literally yesterday telling me about how, you know, she called up Centrelink and they had her waiting for 3 hours, and by the time 3 hours was done, they just hung up. That was it.
I've heard of this before.
Yeah, a lot of times where, like, it's like, what's happening?
Yeah, in other words, it's just a completely token thing. Now, next Monday, we're going to be talking to Judy McVeigh, who's a retired member of the Commonwealth Public Service Union, and we're going to try and find out a bit more detail about the people who work for Centrelink and whether they are the unionised part of the workforce, in other words, working for Services Australia, or whether they're part of a sort of privatised system, we've heard that the call centres are outsourced. So we have to look into that a bit more, but we'll be talking about that next week. Sorry for your friend, what your friend went through. Were they tearing their hair out? Or?
Yeah, and it's always that way with Centrelink.
Yeah, and I think that, if you've got one handy, which is not easy in the country, at least in Melbourne, you would be able to get to a Centrelink office. I think the answer is really to go in, because they wouldn't surely have someone standing around for 3 to 5 hours. And if they snubbed you after that time, that would be, a really excruciating. So I think, the answer, if you have to phone, then be prepared for a long wait. Someone said, I put my ear pods in and I just go about my work. But, we're talking about people's payments and talking about people's survival, so it's not really good enough.
How financial stress
is
such a massive impact on an individual with
daily life gets in the way. Unfortunately, we're living in the capitalist society where you've got to have money for things like food. So we will be talking about the sort of phone line side of things a bit next week. So robo-debt's also been in the news a bit, and because a second amount of compensation has come out. I've done a bit of investigating. I think the payments are going to be around $1,000, so that would be a huge help for people if they'd got it together to join the class action. Unfortunately, although I did get a robo-debt, I didn't get it together to join the action, so I won't have any inside info. But when those payments come through, they won't, of course, bring back the people who died as a result of robo-debt and all the other damage to people's lives, but they will, again, the capitalist society, they think money solves everything, but that money will help a few people with extreme costs. So, that we'll be keeping an eye on that, and when we do start to hear of what people are getting and what is involved, we'll be talking about it on the show. And, I'm a bit excited because we've got two events coming up organised by members of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. And those events are going to be in Armidale up in northern New South Wales and in Brisbane. And so I'm going to be up there doing that one. We've got a nice free venue, a nice library in Brisbane. First of all, we tried to get the State Library, which when I lived up there used to be the one place that everyone knew. Turns out they charge hundreds of dollars per hour for that. But we got a free library. So one of the focuses of our meetings will be the so-called volunteering that people are forced into. And tied into that is work for the dole. And we are interested in hearing if any examples of from any listeners or friends and relations about people who are forced into work for the dole. We did do a call out to members a while ago and we heard the horror stories, which I've mentioned before, such as someone being put in an op shop, forced to do volunteering, counting jigsaw puzzle pieces. How's that?
Oh, that would drive me insane.
Yes, I know. And then, of course, folding pullovers in an op shop isn't that thrilling either, really. Mm. And so this whole business of the fact that people are surviving within a punitive system. Mm. People are doing work for the dole. And these, you know, people who have airy-fairy ideas about what work for the dole is, oh, it's training. Well, it's not. It's actually free labour. And a lot of the time, people have to do it because if they haven't done mutual obligations, then they may get their payments cut, but they are not happy doing it. And in a lot of cases, the organisations aren't particularly keen on helping them have an interesting time. Mm. So, yeah, that's one of the sort of the big issues at the moment, which we're trying to get somewhere on. And the end partner income test campaign is also going quite well. They've had meetings with ministers and some media coverage, and that campaign, people probably have heard about it, is if you are living with someone who's got quite a high income, you immediately, any payments you get, like the disability support pension, is cut immediately. Mm-hmm. And so it has major impacts on people's relationships. But, you know, basically, they try and treat the income of a household as one entity, but a household is made up of individuals, you know. And so they are calling this the partner income test archaic, which it is. Mm. But whether the so-called the government bods will actually respond to that is another thing. So, yes, I'm going to remind you about the birthday party, which is on this Saturday, 3CR's 50th birthday.
We're celebrating 50 years of 3CR on Saturday, the 4th of July at Collingwood Town Hall. There'll be stalls, displays, great food, performances, activities, prizes, and so much more. It's a birthday for us, and we can't wait to celebrate with you. Saturday, the 4th of July, Collingwood Town Hall, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. Bring your family, tell your friends, all are welcome. 3CR, celebrating 50 years.
Let us know you're coming. Go to Humanitix and search for 3CR to RSVP.
Yes, that's a reminder about the exciting 3CR party on this Saturday. And so we're coming to the end of the Breadline show. And the show of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, and I'm Jessica, and Kaz is in the studio too. And so next coming up is Eritrean Voices, and I hope everyone's keeping warm out there, and I hope if people are living in rentals, they aren't too freezing. Certainly, we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, about ways that you can try and insulate your house to make it a bit better. But we've passed midwinter, so the days are going to start getting longer.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it might be not so dark going home after a while. And, just a reminder that the Australian Unemployed Workers Union does run an advice line.
Yeah, it does. The advice line number is 1-800-289-848.
And that is Monday to Friday, 10 till 2. And we have a roster of people who are ready to sort of answer your call, and you won't be kept waiting for 3 hours.
And they're not going to hang up on you as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's sort of like the double insult, really, isn't it? That's all you can say. You shouldn't laugh about it because
it's messed up, but also we laugh during hard times. We do.
Yeah, we've got to. Yeah, that's great. Well, all right. Well, it's bye from us. And, stay listening to the wonderful 3CR as it celebrates 50 years on air. And so we're going to go out with the Bart Willoughby Band. And this is a song called Proud.
This land over 60,000 years became one with the flora and fauna right up till today. Forgotten for the things you've done in the past. Become one with the first Australians, and we'll show you how proud we are.